Fergie is on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with the Best Mix in the Morning Show and your music news for Thursday. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation has announced its nominees for induction this year, and they are, in alphabetical order, Mary J. Blige, Kate Bush, Devo, the Foo Fighters, the Go-Go's, Iron Maiden, Jay-Z, Chaka Khan, Carole King, Fela Kuti, LL Cool J, The New York Dolls, Rage Against the Machine, Todd Rundgren, Tina Turner, and Dionne Warwick. And I gotta be honest, I thought a lot of those folks were already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Britney Spears watched the documentary Framing Britney Spears, which streams now at FX and on Hulu, and she's inspired to tell her perspective in her own second documentary, one that she's freed from the vice grip of her father, Jamie Spears, once that's all over. A court hearing in Los Angeles about the conservatorship is scheduled for today. Britney acknowledged the support from followers and celebrities. The hashtag Free Britney hashtag has trended since Friday night's debut of Framing Britney Spears. A source said Britney finally feels like there's light at the end of a very long, dark tunnel. She feels for the first time in many years that people are on her side and things will get better. Tuesday night, Britney tweeted a cryptic message to her 56 million followers. Each person has their story and their take on other people's stories. We all have so many different, bright, beautiful lives. Remember, no matter what we think we know about a person's life, it's nothing compared to the actual person living behind the lens. Britney tapped a woman to direct her documentary, which won't see the light of day until after she convinces a court to fire her tyrannical father. An insider recalled, Jamie is drunk with power over Britney's life. This summer, he grounded her for 3 weeks because she dared to meet a friend for a socially distanced walk on the beach. That's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.